The IMF says tokenized finance is a structural shift, not an upgrade. Tobias Adrian, the IMF's financial counselor and director of the Monetary and Capital Markets Department, published a 23-page note on April 2nd, arguing that tokenized finance is not an incremental improvement to existing infrastructure. It is, in his framing, a structural shift that reconfigures the architecture of how financial markets operate. The note, titled simply Tokenized Finance and filed as IMF Notes 2026-01, lands at a moment when tokenized real-world assets have reached approximately $27.5 billion in value as of early April 2026. More than $12 billion of that sits in U.S. Treasury products. The rest is spread across commodities and credit instruments, with equities and venture assets still relatively minimal. The architecture argument. Adrian's central claim is that the most consequential transformation is happening inside the regulated financial system, not outside it. Banks, asset managers, and financial market infrastructures are the actors adopting tokenization in ways that matter. The technology enables three capabilities that traditional systems handle separately: atomic settlement, continuous liquidity management, and embedded compliance. In a traditional trade, settlement passes through a chain of intermediaries: banks, clearinghouses, custodians. Each adds time, cost, and a layer of counterparty risk. In a tokenized system, permission-shared ledgers and smart contracts collapse that chain. A trade can settle in seconds rather than days. Compliance checks can be coded into the asset itself. This is not a theoretical exercise. Tokenized stock transfers hit $2.87 billion in March, up 80% in 30 days. BNB Chain recently became the second largest blockchain for real-world assets, with over $3 billion in RWA total value locked. And stablecoin regulation is moving forward in the U.S. under the Genius Act framework. What could go wrong? The second half of the note is where the tone shifts. Adrian warns that, without proper safeguards, tokenization risks amplifying financial instability through speed, concentration, and fragmentation. The same features that make tokenized markets efficient could accelerate a crisis. Automated margin calls executing in real time across a shared ledger do not pause for human judgment. Smart contract vulnerabilities, once exploited, propagate instantly across all participants on that ledger. And 24/7 continuous market activity removes the traditional shock absorbers that overnight closures and settlement delays once provided. The Drift protocol exploit from last month is a useful reference point. A $280 million exploit using pre-signed nonce transactions and social engineering demonstrated exactly the kind of propagation risk Adrian describes, where speed and automation become liabilities rather than advantages when something goes wrong. Fragmentation is another concern. Competing tokenization platforms with different standards, different ledgers, and different jurisdictions make cross-border coordination difficult. Adrian frames this as a governance problem. Who writes the code that manages risk, and who audits it? Institutional demand is driving adoption. One of the note's more grounded observations is that current tokenization adoption is being driven by institutional demand for yield-bearing and fixed-income products, not by retail speculation. U.S. Treasury tokenization dominates the market for a reason. Institutions want yield, and they want it on-chain with programmable settlement. BlackRock's BlueIdol Fund, Franklin Templeton's on-chain money market fund, and a growing roster of tokenized Treasury products have collectively pulled institutional capital onto shared ledgers. The $27.5 billion figure is still small relative to traditional capital markets, but the growth trajectory and the caliber of institutions participating is what prompted the IMF to formalize its analysis. For crypto card users, this institutional shift matters indirectly. The same tokenization infrastructure that settles treasury products is being used to settle stablecoin payments at the point of sale. As tokenized assets become standard settlement rails for institutions, the technology feeding your crypto card top-up becomes more liquid, more regulated, and, if Adrian's warnings are heeded, more resilient. What Adrian wants regulators to do. The note's policy recommendations center on five pillars: clear regulatory frameworks, safe settlement assets, meaning well-regulated stablecoins or CBDCs, robust governance of smart contract code, legal certainty around tokenized asset ownership, and international coordination to prevent fragmentation. Adrian is not calling for a slowdown. He is calling for guardrails built at the same speed as the technology. The note explicitly acknowledges that tokenization's long-term success depends on anchoring digital finance in public trust. Market conditions as of April 3, 2026. BTC at 66,564, 0.8% 24H, ETH at 2,047, 2.2%, with the fear and greed index sitting at 28 fear. The broader market is cautious, which makes the IMF's timing deliberate. Publishing during a fear cycle signals that the institution considers tokenization a structural priority, not a bull market novelty.